Good morning, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen, as we begin this week, the last complete week of the year, in the sense where a lot of people starting on Friday will have atypical plans with Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's all coming up. I mean, we're halfway through December already. A lot of people talking about and speculating about these drones. And that continued over the weekend, the Department of Homeland Security sending more resources, personnel, and technology to New Jersey, where the drone sightings have surged in recent weeks.
In a statement, New York Governor Kathy Hochul said, "Our federal partners are deploying a state-of-the-art drone detection system to New York State and is also asking Congress to pass a bill that she says would strengthen the FAA's oversight of drones and give more authority to state and local law enforcement agencies to investigate the activity."
That's CBS's Chanel Call in New York. Officials say of the 5,000 drone tips they received, fewer than 100 required any kind of follow-up. Then I got from our instant access at kdkradio.com. You can email us. Tracy Eisenman from Washington, PA, sent a message, and she joins us on the Big K Morning Show. Tracy, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Richard.
So you heard of our conversation on Friday, you said, and I had made a statement that I didn't hear of anybody in the region seeing any of these drones, and you said, "Not so fast." So what did you see, Tracy?
Well, I was sitting in my living room looking out of my front window, and I saw in the sky lights that were a little unusual. It looked like an airplane at first, two of them actually side by side, with lights flashing on either side, but they weren't moving. And so that inspired me to go outside and look up in the sky. And I watched them for about, I'd say, 5 minutes. And then all of a sudden, one of them moved, went over my house, did a big circle, and went back where it started originally.
How high could you estimate and how large were these two drones you saw?
I would say they were probably about maybe 500 feet off the ground. And size-wise, I don't think they were as big as a helicopter, but they were pretty big.
Well, they are saying, Paul, as you heard, the reports, they're about the size of small cars with an 8 feet wingspan, some of these that they've seen in New Jersey. Now, and that was it. They took off, and you never heard anything more about it. How about talking to your neighbors?
I have not talked to my neighbors about it. Everyone's on vacation these days, so they weren't outside that I noticed. I live out in the country.
Okay, so you're not in a real populated area, which makes it a little more unusual in the fact that it's in a completely rural area over Washington, PA.
Right, right. They were closer to the city. It looked like they were between me and the city. I'm about 3 miles outside of Washington, where the courthouse is. And they were in between, a little closer to me.
Was there any sound?
But they were flying west.
Did you hear any sound at all from these drones?
I did. It was like a muffled, wasn't as loud as a helicopter. I have helicopters flying over from time to time here. And it was about maybe one-fifth as loud as a helicopter. It hummed a little bit as it went over top. I couldn't hear when they were further out.
And what were you thinking at the time?
I thought a lot of things. I grew up with Star Trek, and I've watched a lot of sci-fi movies. So, of course, you know, that goes through your mind is what is this? And I wanted to be practical about it. So I thought, you know, W&J is down here, and my nephew has a drone, and they do, they film sometimes. And I actually, when my dog got lost one time, I asked them to put the drone up and go look for her in the sky, because I'm in the country. It's kind of hard. You can't call everybody. But I thought maybe someone was doing some kind of filming reconnaissance, maybe studies of the night sky, like the lights around town or the outside of town. Maybe they were looking for someone. I wasn't sure. A lot of questions went through my head.
So you did not report this to your local authorities, right?
I did not. I thought it was something that I didn't need to report until I heard about New Jersey. in all of these sightings. And then I thought, this is definitely reportable.
So not one, but two, and then they just disappeared, and you haven't seen them since.
I haven't. It's been raining a lot, so I haven't been outside.
All right.
But I will be looking up in the sky more often now when it's clear. That night was very clear.
Well, let us know, and I appreciate you giving us the heads up on this. Fascinating, isn't it?
It is. It really, it's a little disturbing, honestly, the fact that we don't know. Our government doesn't know what they are.
Or they're not telling us.
Mm-hmm. Or they're not telling us.
They're right here.
And how is that? That we can't be in the know for these type
well,
of things.
That's one of the underlying stories to this is demanding to know now.
What are we paying our taxes for here, right?
Absolutely. Well, this is supposed to be a safe country. And, you know, and we should know if it's happening in other countries, I think. You know, we should know.
All right.
At least one of these should have been captured and brought down.
This now it does sound like a movie. But they're advising people, do not start shooting at things in the sky, please.
Right. And that makes sense. We can't do that. But the government should be on top of it.
All right. We'll find out.
In my opinion.
We appreciate you reporting to us, Tracy. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you so much for bringing this out. I'll be listening to the radio to see what happens.
All right. And Tracy down in Washington, PA.
And just as a reminder, we were speaking of this earlier, it is a federal crime to shoot down a drone, so don't do it.
Yeah, so
please don't do it.
I don't want people to get hysterical and start shooting guns at stuff in the air. And neither do they want you to do that yet. We'll let you know if they change. But, you know, people's imagination's also running wild. But we all want to know, and you can too. Instant Access is just a click away. Email us at instantaccess@kdkradio.com. Of course, 866-391-1020. You can call us, and if you've seen something suspicious, I'm curious, so I want to hear about it. 866-391-1020.
This reminds me of the 1970s when I was growing up, and there was a lot of
UFO stuff.
Yeah, UFOs was a big deal back then, and
well, here's
radio shows would get, you know, people would call in and say, you know, I've seen this, I've seen that. And, of course, nothing ever came from it. But
well, there was Kecksburg, Pennsylvania. They did a whole documentary on it. And what people, I think, get confused is UFO stands for, it's an acronym for Unidentified Flying Objects, which in this case is true. But people also take a leap to assume that a UFO is something from another planet, right?
Yep.
And that's a whole different subject. So a UFO is merely an unidentified flying object. Now, is it possible that someday we could be visited, or some people believe we already have, and some people believe they're working with people who are from other planets? But that's not necessarily the case, right?
Well, you know, Larry, the way I look at it is, you know, fairly simple to me. If there is something going on, every human being on this planet now seems to have a phone with a video recorder or a camera or both, right?
Well, so, you make a very good point.
So, I mean, if it's going on, then how come we don't see pictures in video, right?
What, you mean of the drones?
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about UFOs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
people will say,
I mean, think about all the things that you've seen on TikTok or social media that have been captured on video. I mean, just about every conceivable thing you can think of in terms of events, like traffic accidents, for example. People have these dash cam videos now, and it's amazing the things that they capture on video. So, to me, how we haven't seen one by now, recorded, or a good image, right?
Well.
Right? So
the same could be said of Bigfoot.
Bingo.
Although people now, and with this artificial intelligence, you can generate stuff that looks so real, and yet it's not.
No.
Fellas, Tracy also just sent me a text, a picture she took of a helicopter flying like a mile up from her house, super slow, very, very low to the ground. It's like the same height as the trees right after she saw the drones. There's just a helicopter flying super slow.
Oh, so there were two drones that she saw, but...
And then she said, this week after I saw the drones, about a half mile up from my house was this helicopter flying very slow. So I took a picture of it. Just creepy stuff.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I'll send it to you guys.
Thanks.
And this is, would she say, 3 miles outside of Little Washington,
right.
PA.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Now, why would you see two drones, they stop overhead, start to move away, and then after that you see a slow-moving helicopter, presumably following the drones?
Yeah, maybe checking it out.
Right. But we don't know. They won't tell us.
I've heard people talking about this all weekend.
It could be, too, that they don't have anything to tell.
Right. That's a fair point.
I don't know if that's the case, but it's possible.
We have a right to know when there's small car-sized drones lurking all over the place.
So that people aren't going crazy. The fact that guys are like, I'm going to shoot this thing down.
Whoa.
People are getting stir crazy a little bit.
Let's not, okay?
Yes.
No, please do not. Well, if you see anything unusual, 866-391-1020.
Well, I see something unusual every workday looking through this window.
I knew that was coming. I was going to say, Marty Griffin is behind this somehow. Him and Patrick O'Connor, his Get Marty partner, so technically advanced.
Can you handle it?
What are they doing?
Oh,
Monday at this time, we check in with Brian Caranta, brought to you by Secure Money Advisors. Love the financial tips we get every week. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Larry. How are you today?
I'm good, except we're going to talk about taxes and retirement.
I know.
But that's okay, because you have to think about taxes. It's a subject everyone dreads, but it's especially important to understand how they work in retirement, because everything matters. So tell us how withdrawals from retirement accounts can impact someone's tax situation.
Yeah, absolutely, Larry. One of the key things retirees need to be aware of is that withdrawals from retirement accounts can significantly affect how much you owe in taxes each year. For instance, once you hit age 73, you're required to start taking minimum distributions from your traditional IRAs, 401k accounts, and this is known as the required minimum distribution. You'll also hear advisors refer to it as the RMD. Now, this RMD is not a choice. You have to take it. You're forced to take this distribution. And if you don't do any planning prior to this age of 73 and your IRA accounts or 401k accounts have continued to accumulate into a high balance, there's going to be a significant amount of money under this required minimum distribution that needs to come out. Could cause you to pay more money on your Social Security, cause you to have the cost of your Medicare go up. So these are all things you got to keep in mind as you go into retirement.
Yeah, so you're saying RMDs can push you into a higher tax bracket too, right?
Yeah, exactly. If you're not careful, these withdrawals can bump you up into a higher tax bracket, leading to a larger tax bill. And that's why it's crucial to plan your withdrawals strategically. And these are, you know, even withdrawals that you're taking prior to the RMD age, if you're like most of our clients, where they are not receiving pensions from their employers, the majority of our clients have to start taking withdrawals out of their retirement accounts when they retire to get the additional income they need. And those withdrawals will have the same impact on taxation in retirement.
So what about deductions? Do retirees have fewer deductions?
Yes, for sure. I mean, many retirees find that they have fewer deductions once they've paid off their mortgage. And, of course, their children are grown. They no longer have dependents. So this can further increase their taxable income.
So knowing which accounts are taxable and which aren't is absolutely essential. So can you break that down for us?
Yeah, sure. So it's important to distinguish between taxable and non-taxable accounts. So, for example, withdrawals from traditional 401ks, IRAs are typically taxed at ordinary income. However, Roth IRAs are different, right? Their withdrawals are generally tax-free if you've met the requirements. And portions of your Social Security benefits can also be taxable. Up to 85% of your Social Security can be taxable, as a matter of fact. And other investments like annuities and capital gains, they have all their own tax rules. So it starts to become pretty complicated.
Yeah, that's a lot to keep track of. So what strategies can retirees use to manage their tax burden?
Yeah, I love that question, Larry. So there's several strategies that retirees can use to manage their taxes effectively. Diversifying your retirement accounts can help, such as having a mix of traditional and Roth accounts. Remember, traditional accounts mean that when money comes out, you got to pay taxes. Roth means that any money that comes out is tax-free. So considering a Roth conversion might also be beneficial, as it can reduce future taxable income. This is when we're moving traditional IRA money or traditional 401k money, and we're saying we're going to pay the taxes on it now, and we're going to convert it, and then we're going to continue to grow it, but we're going to grow it in a Roth account, and we're going to grow it tax-free for the future.
My advice, not that anyone wants it, is to sit down with you and work through all this stuff and navigate the complexities of taxes and retirement. RightTrackPittsburgh.com with Brian Caranta. Brian, thank you, and we'll talk. I hear Billy Joel. I keep thinking, he's coming. I guess tickets went on sale last Friday for July 5th, Thinking Ahead with the other guy. Billy Joel in and of himself. Pretty iconic. Got to see him actually at PNC Park a couple summers ago. He was pretty good. And then you've got Rod Stewart. My question is, who goes on first?
Right.
Sir Rod Stewart or Billy Joel? Or do they, I wonder, because, you know, most people would think of them on an equal level in terms of their popularity.
I'd like to hear him go back and forth, one song each, like you. I could just hear it. Like David Balorado wrote an introduction to the story about when they made the announcement. He said, tonight's the night. Don't ask me why. I'd like to hear that.
Well, I'm thinking that, you know, obviously they have a game plan, but I wonder if they'll alternate. But I know they're going to do some stuff together.
Obviously, yeah. Well, I mean, it'd be a shame if they didn't.
I mean, somebody said, well, you go into that concert. I said, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing this week. You're worried about July. Yeah, it'll be a big show. There's no doubt on that. And also coming up, our weekly visit with Lenny McAllister. He'll be in studio with us. Talk about whatever's going on. He's our resident political analyst. But I think you kind of start shifting because this is the last week our elected officials are going to be at work this year in Washington.
You mean they've actually been at work?
Well, you should. You know what I'd love to see for people is their actual days spent in the office in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the senators and congressmen and women. And this week, they are going to start the process of vetting these cabinet choices of President-elect Donald Trump. One, of course, is Robert Kennedy Jr. And so they're going to go through this process with all the cabinet. He can name other people that don't need to go through this, like Elon Musk and others. So this is the last week of work for our elected officials in Washington. And to your point, a lot of people right now are in their car going, yeah, right.
Yep.
Work.
Right.
Anyway, try to get stuff done.
There are good public servants. I don't want to give the impression that I'm down on all of them. But
it's
we've been lucky. We've got some pretty good ones around here.
So. We do.
Yep.
I would agree. And now that the election's over, now that we're getting ready to turn the page, I just would love to see more bipartisan work getting done for the people,
mm-hmm.
for us.
Wouldn't that be a nice deal?
So hopefully we'll see some of that. And back to the Steelers, Saturday in Baltimore, and they are going to the playoffs. And Captain Cam Hayward talked about making the playoffs, even though they didn't win in Philly.
Good job, but, it's bigger fish to fry. We're not just trying to squeeze into the playoffs, but you know, it's nice to know that we don't have to wait till week 18 to figure out if we're in the playoffs or not. You know, we have a playoff team. We've done that before this game. We played a quality playoff opponent. Didn't have our best showing, but there's a lot of ball in front of us.
Yeah, and on to...
Exactly right. In fact, you know, I think it's reasonable to assume that the Steelers are going to, like, go 2-1 maybe, especially if the Chiefs have lost Mahomes. He left the game with an ankle injury of his own yesterday, so there's always the possibility that we're going to get the Chiefs without Mahomes. That could be a win, a much easier win to obtain on Christmas Day, and I just got a good feeling about Baltimore on Saturday. I think that they're going to get their act together and clean house.
They've kind of had Baltimore's number, too.
Right.
It's been extraordinary.
Yeah.
Because Baltimore's a really good team. 5 touchdown passes for Lamar Jackson yesterday, and they just rolled. Of course, the New York Giants stink.
Well, they are. Wow. I mean, what a just a spectacle how bad that team is.
I think North Catholic's high school team could beat them at this point.